As American forces moved to secure their hold on Fallujah, international relief organizations waited to send aid into the embattled city. Reuters reported this morning that an Iraqi Red Crescent convoy was being held at the edge of Fallujah, and a U.S. Marine officer was quoted as saying the column would not be permitted to cross the Euphrates River into the city today. Widespread fighting also continued in other areas of Iraq. Wire services reported today that U.S. helicopters fired missiles at suspected insurgent targets in the northern city of Beji. In the Baghdad suburb of Abu Ghraib on Saturday, at least 4 people died and 29 were wounded during a U.S. airstrike, according to police. After sundown last evening, explosions rocked the area near the Green Zone in Baghdad, where the U.S. embassy is located, and a car bomb exploded on the road to Baghdad's airport. The government on Saturday ordered that the airport remain closed to civilian traffic for another 24 hours. Also, last night, north of Baghdad, saboteurs struck an oil pipeline. According to reports from Baghdad, flames and smoke rose from the site into the night.